All right, here we go. Defense is on one. Offense is on two. Here we go.
We're back here on Giants.com as our position preview series continues. Today, we're going to take a look at safety. Now, last year, safety was a position of strength for the Giants. They had Antrell Roll, a Pro Bowl caliber player paired with Will Hill, who was very explosive in his second year in the National Football League. Well, unfortunately, the Giants decided to release Will Hill after he got suspended for the third time by the National Football League. But luckily for the Giants, they have a ton of depth. They prepared well for that potential situation with veterans and young players to move forward. But first, let's start with Antrell Roll. Last year, he had his best year as a member of the Giants, and that's impressive considering he has played well in years past. The primary reason? He wasn't asked to cover in the slot as much. It's something he can do and is a valuable asset, but he was much better playing the traditional safety spot, playing center field, playing that robber spot, coming close to the line of scrimmage, and he played some of the best football of his career. Now, he's versatile. That's a great thing, but the Giants will be more careful about taking him out of the things he does best as they set up their safety position for 2014. There's a lot of talent in the secondary, and Antrell Roll is very impressed as to how good they can play.
Secondary look good. The secondary look good right now. You know, we still have some things we need to work on, obviously. But so far, so good. The intensity good. You know, the mindset of our defensive backs are good right now. And right now, we're just gelling, you know, trying to get everyone on the same page at the same time. And also, at the same time, you know, trying to learn our defensive scheme.
Now the question is, who's going to be playing next to Antrell Roll? Well, for that answer, they go back to 2012, when the Giants had a lot of success with Stevie Brown. He had 8 interceptions that year. He had a great season. But last summer, he tore his ACL. He's been recovering since. He played a lot in spring practice, so physically, it looks like he is ready to go. If he can regain that form, he'll be a valuable asset to the Giants, especially in pass coverage. But the Giants did give themselves a little bit of wiggle room, a bit of a backup in veteran Quinton Demps. He started for Philadelphia. He's good in the box. He's played that third safety down in the box a lot during spring practice, and he's a lot of experience that can help the Giants. Safeties coach Dave Merritt loves what Demps brings to not only the practice field, but also the meeting room.
Quinton Demps gives us the ability to play all three safeties with multiple skills and similar skills. He's the fastest safety that I've ever had. The kid came out running 4.3. I haven't had a safety back in the back end running 4.3. And so, but his ability to be down around the box, I think, is going to bring us something that we haven't had because of the speed factor. So, but I'm going to have to tone him down just a little bit because sometimes he want to go so fast that he may overrun plays. And so I'm just trying to make sure that I get him in the right position, make sure that his depth and width is in the right position so he can go and make explosive plays for us.
And backing up those guys, you have a bunch of young players, 2 5th-round draft picks. Last year's 5th-round pick, Cooper Taylor, played well in spurts last year on special teams. He hopes to contribute on defense. He's put on about 15 pounds of muscle, and he hopes that can translate to production on the football field. He has all the size, speed, and weight to get the job done. Now it's time for some production. This year's 5th-round pick was Nat Burhe out of San Diego State. Now, he's a guy that played up top and down in the box in college. He's only 5'11", he's only about 195 pounds, but the Giants like his approach to the game. He's smart, he works hard. They think he can do a little bit of everything, including contribute on special teams. Then you have the undrafted guys. C.J. Barnett out of Ohio State, Thomas Gordon out of Michigan. Two guys that'll bring that Big Ten rivalry to the practice field as they compete for perhaps a roster spot or at worst a place on the practice squad in training camp at the end of July. That's the safeties position. It's still a strong one for the Giants as they head into camp, and they'll look forward to getting a lot of production and a lot of big plays out of that group of players. For Giants.com, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.